Hey fam,
this is Nkechi, and I'm here to welcome you to another episode of GMD Gents. If you want to take part in the live discussion, feel free to find us on Twitter. We're on there Monday to Thursday, and that's where we live broadcast from, right onto the radio and also eventually here. So if you're enjoying the series, make sure that you like, follow, or subscribe, depending on the platform that you're on. Anyway, episode's about to start. Enjoy. Good morning. Good morning. It is another amazing, beautiful, and extraordinary day in DeFi. I am here with the usual suspects. Good morning, gang.
Good morning, Noon.
Good morning, DJ.
Good morning, Noon.
Good afternoon.
Oh, you accentuate the positive. One show over there. What's going on, Elsa? What's going on, Fabe? Diamond Hand Nick. Yo, you guys are going to hear Nick sounding all energetic, but this morning he sounded like, man, I miss sleep. He said, I want to be doing anything else but this. I just want to be sleeping. He sounded like I could hear the sleep in your voice, Nick. But he's back, fully plugged in. Joe is also still recovering from that one glass of wine that she had last week on Wednesday. And I don't know, it's raining where Moshe is. I don't know. What's going on with you guys? How's it going with you guys? What's going on? As if we haven't been talking for like the last hour and a half. Guys, welcome to Good Morning DGens. And the one thing that you got to remember about this show is this.
You're listening to Good Morning DGens. You are live on radio. Please do not swear. You're listening to Good Morning DGens. You are live on radio. Please do not swear.
I don't know, man. That I can't let it go. I can't let it go.
Do not swear.
I cannot let it go. I can't. I feel like I play that for myself now, just to remind me. I can't. I'll never get over it, Joe. Do you know how that thing was made? It was literally before we did our very first episode of GMD Gens. It was literally 30 seconds. It was made 30 seconds before it, where Moisha literally just recorded her voice, shot it over to me, and I just put it against this background, this random background music. And it's been our intro ever since. Like, it's just talent, man. Talent.
Yes.
You can't buy it, but you can buy it, but it's better to have
it. I want to hear Nick's AI. Because I like that one.
I like that one. Family, yeah. Please do not swear on
radio.
I mean, it's how the vocals just, I don't know, man. I don't know. Justin Bieber better watch out. Listen, man.
Move over.
Listen. Speaking of moving over, let's move over to the topic of Shiba Inu. I don't know. We have so many topics. Like, we try not to have this show before we have the show on here so often, and it's crazy. But anyway, we're gonna move on to the topic of Shiba Inu. Or you know what? No. Listen, this show is about democracy. Okay. What do you guys want to talk about? And after that, then we'll talk about Shiba Inu. I'm sorry, I had to throw that joke in there. My jokes are not landing today, guys. I don't know what's going on, man. But you know what? I find myself funny, and that's what matters. That's what matters, fam. That's what matters. And I don't have the clap emoji for myself, but I am hearing clapping in my head, and that's all that matters. Listen, if you were wondering if you could get away with using SHIB to buy gold, wonder no more. You too, for the low, low cost of how much SHIB would it even take? Anyway, listen, the first story that we're going to talk about is how you can now use SHIB to purchase gold. And, you know, of all the problems that we have in the world, I'm just so thankful that that's the problem they chose to solve. Because all this time I've been thinking, you know, what am I going to do with all this SHIB? And now that I know that I can use it to buy gold, I mean, clearly SHIB is going to the moon. Right, Joe? Right, Moisha? Right? Hey, thoughts, you know, it's clearly going to, I mean, you can use it to buy gold. Like, what else do you need?
But you have, there's a process. First, you have to put it into your, what is that? What's it called? BitPay. And then you can only buy it from merchants selling the gold that accept MasterCard.
You know, all right. So as Moisha beautifully put it, there is a comma All right. There's not a period at the end of the story. If you can buy, you can use a sheep to buy gold. There's a comma at the end of it. So if you are a gold buyer, this particular topic is for you. BitPay has provided numerous avenues through which investors can seamlessly purchase gold with Shiba Inu and other cryptocurrencies. BitPay is committed to offering investors opportunities to make everyday purchases with Shiba Inu and other digital assets. Turn your crypto into gold. BitPay lets you buy gold from reputable dealers with Bitcoin and crypto. Whether you want to hedge against volatility, diversify your portfolio, or own precious metals, BitPay has you covered. I don't, you know.
It's funny how they didn't mention that you can only buy it from dealers that take MasterCard.
I just, you know, when you start with something like that, Moisha, you're bound to lose people. I think that's why they end with it.
They lost me at Shiba Inu.
I don't know. What's up, Nick?
I was about to say, and it's saying reputable dealers that will accept the Shiba Inu. So that means all your gold about to be coming from Alibaba anyway.
Because that's one of the channels involve, like literally, one of the channels involves purchasing directly from reputable dealers who have partnered with BitPay to accept Shiba Inu payments. Some of these dealers include APMEX, APMEX?
Yes, APMEX.
What is APMEX? What is that?
It's a gold dealer exchange of coins. They have various coins.
It's a major one. You know, Joe, this is why we keep you around, because Joe be knowing stuff. Joe just, you know, American Gold Exchange, I know them, Bullion Exchanges, and Best Bullion. To do this, users are advised. I thought it was trying to say Amex, and I was just like, I don't understand what's happening here. My brain couldn't compute. To do this, users are advised to follow these steps. Deposit SHIB to any crypto wallet that supports BitPay. Oh my gosh. All right, I'm gonna stop there. I don't understand.
Well, look, Binance is there.
Including Trust Wallet, Ledger, Binance, Coinbase. Yeah, we got some Binance talk coming up later, man. Pick a reputable dealer and choose gold from the dealer's platform. Select BitPay as payment method at the checkout point. Choose the wallet you deposited the assets to and select Shiba Inu as the asset you want to pay with. The dealer will generate an invoice which contains a barcode. You can either copy the payment details to the chosen wallet or scan the barcode with the wallet. The payment will be processed by your wallet. So basically, this is targeted towards Gen Z because millennials and up. Even as a millennial, I was just thinking to myself, yeah, this is pretty straightforward. But then it gets into the barcode side and I'm like, wow. So I got to put the... So basically what they're saying is deposit your SHIB into a wallet, a hot wallet of some kind. I guess Coinbase. I don't see... Why is MetaMask not on? And others. I guess they couldn't get a sponsorship from MetaMask or something. Either way, they didn't mention them. So deposit your crypto into a hot wallet. And then whenever you go there to make the purchase, one of the payment options is going to be, just to translate this, if you're listening on the radio, I got you. If you're watching the live stream, I got you. I'm just going to translate this. Essentially, they just want you to put your crypto into a wallet of your choosing that supports BitPay. So you got to make sure that that's one of the things, all right? Put SHIB into a wallet, okay? And then when you go to your reputable dealer and you buy gold, when it's time to check out, do people buy gold online? Is that a thing? Do people buy gold? I don't know. I'm from the Indiana Jones generation. Like I gotta carry it in my hand. I gotta look at it.
I have to look at it too.
It's kind of heavy.
You know what I'm saying? I gotta feel it. You know, I gotta feel the heaviness.
I purchase in coins, so yeah, I like to hold my coin.
You know, I like to do that in person. Something like that, you got to look them in the eye, Joe, you know.
That's right.
Do like a Russian handshake, serious business. So basically, you put crypto in the wallet. When you go to make the purchase from the reputable dealer, at checkout, there will be an option to choose, I guess, BitPay. And then via BitPay, then you choose, select BitPay as payment method. The fact that this is even confusing me, and I'm a seasoned person in the space. I've made many, many purchases with crypto. I'm just kidding. I've not made any purchases with crypto, IRS, if you're listening. That is one of the, I've not made any purchases with crypto. I don't know anything about the space. I don't know. Joe, do you see yourself going through this process? Do you see yourself like even caring for this?
No.
Like, I don't know.
No, not when I can go straight to the merchant. With fiat. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like, Anybody, does anybody see themselves doing this? Does anybody see themselves doing this? The opposite?
I think the one question, some things
you got to buy in person.
You know?
The one question I have is your gold just being held as a record, or are they shipping it to you, or what? Does it make that clear?
I don't actually. Well, I guess that's between you and the reputable dealer. BitPay is just there to accept your SHIB, I guess. I don't think it makes it clear here.
Maybe you get it to the post.
Imagine mailing gold. Yeah. Imagine the shipping fee.
I know there is a purchase limit set on the BitPay card. You know that.
Oh, what's the do you know what it is?
No, I don't see.
It's like $5,000 a day.
There's a $5,000 a day.
Yeah, that's how much you can. And I think like six is the max you can withdraw from the ATM. And it's only two at a time.
I really don't hate the idea because, you know, to have physical gold is cool, but it just still becomes that whole idea of having physical gold. And if I know I have a piece of paper or whatever that says, here's my record of gold, and if at any time it's easy to kind of like cash it out or what have you, I mean, I think that is an option. I would, I just don't know enough about buying gold to know like who was a reputable, you know, that's just a process I would have to.
I would totally get scammed.
Understand, but other than that, I don't know. It doesn't sound like a bad idea to me because depending on how much gold you're buying, at some point, like you know, that kind of adds up.
Hey, Radio Fam, this is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least. If you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
That's the thing, it's more of a convenience factor, whoever can create that convenience factor.
Yeah, you know what, that's true. It's cutting out the selling so that you don't incur the cost, but I mean, well, I guess there's still a taxable cost when you translate it though, but it's that convenience, that's what everybody pays for. Your stocks are doing
while we're right here on this conversation, to XRP Army. XRP is they got something going on called Sologenics, and I think it's supposed to be a coin or currency that is kind of the bridge to stocks and crypto. I think it's still like real early, but like look out for that to be a thing. It's called Sologenics, so you know, go look that up and do your research. But it's supposed to be some sort of crypto that allows you to bridge over to stocks as well.
You know what's crazy, Fate? I think that's going to be dope, especially if they can get it going smoothly. But somebody else that was real early was the guy that bought Bitcoin for 93 cents.
That legend. Oh, man. Yo, I just, my phone just, my hands went limp. Like nine.
I have a quick question, but what exchange did you say? Because I know DX is trying to do that now, that you can convert from one to the other and vice versa.
I'm dealing with XRP / Sologenix on Uphold is the exchange. Which exchange did you say?
DX. DX exchange. DX.exchange, it's called.
I ain't heard of them.
Recurring investment limit order. Oh, no, it doesn't give me the option. So I'm on Robinhood right now. And I was trying to buy, trying to see if I could like just press buy like on BTC. Oh, I have money on here, like extra money that hasn't been invested. Oh shoot, I should have put that in. Okay, yeah. Well, that's I'm looking for the option to like say, you know, liquidate this, liquidate that to buy or use these stocks to buy, and it doesn't give you that option. I wonder if people are sleeping on that bridge. You know what I mean? Like sleeping on the necessity. Sometimes I wonder, like the people that are building things in Web3, do they even understand what we actually need? Do they understand the space enough to know what we need, or are they just creating things? Because low key, that's a brilliant idea. Well, I guess high key actually, that's a brilliant idea, Fabe. Like the Fabe and Nick, that's the person that's able to make that bridge between the two, to be able to just, I mean, if it's a swap that goes on in the background, let it be a swap that goes on in the background. But on my side, I just want to press, you know, buy, you know, add to cart, whatever, you know. I think the person that figures that out, that that's actually a necessity, will make a killing. But
can you check the chat here, please?
Yeah. I'm hopping over right now. Crypto potato. Let me, I don't know why I mean this.
Yeah, okay. While she's checking that out. But hey, NK, I know said you have just money just sitting in your brokerage to spend. Do you have it enabled so you're receiving interest on that? Robinhood will do that.
Are you talking about the buying power? Yeah. Whatever's sitting there in buying power? I don't know, actually. Hold on, let me see.
Yeah, Robinhood will do that.
Good looking out. Let me see. Yeah, I might have to get with you to see how to turn that on then. I don't know if it's investing value brokerage holdings, brokerage cash, crypto holdings. Yeah, I don't own any crypto from Robinhood. I did purchase when they first made it available. I did make like a little purchase. I think like $200 worth of ETH or something like that. But then I immediately liquidated it to put it into a stock. Into the stocks that were already doing well. I don't think I have that on. Yeah, I got to get with you later to see how to get that in place. Fabe, for sure. Okay. Well. Okay. Let's keep it going. Okay. I just loaded up the article that Moisha sent over. You can now use crypto to purchase NASDAQ tokenized stocks. Can you tell us about this, Moisha? What? I mean, obviously, I know why you brought it up, but yeah, speak on it.
Ooh, look, I was pressing the URL and not the mic. Yeah. I just want to say that this really freaks me out because I keep trying to scroll your screen and it won't. I'm like, scroll down. I mean, yeah, so it's kind of like what we're saying. It's a little bit of a different process. And it's looking at the stocks in a different way. It's looking at the tokenized stocks. But it is getting closer to what we're actually talking about, which is allowing you to kind of buy, exchange and not buy, but exchange. They talk about buying, but as you go further into the article, it does talk about actual buying crypto with stock. So, and I know in America that's quite important because you don't want to sell and then buy, because then that becomes a
taxable event.
Yeah, exactly. It becomes a taxable event. So where for us, until you remove it from the platform, it's not a taxable event. So, and I think it is a good idea because there are a lot of people that want to do both. They want to play the stock market and they want to also invest and trade with crypto. So watch out, fiat.
Watch out, fiat. That's the message of the day. Watch out, fiat. Watch out. Watch out. We're coming for you. I guess, I don't know. I'm just, listen, all in. Okay. Well, going back to the gold deal, using sheep to buy gold is, I mean, I don't, you know, the process alone, this is a young man's process. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not the, so what I'm saying is that it's usually like a certain sect of people, like a certain age range is known better for having enough, disposable income to be able to make some of these investments. And those that tends to not intersect with the demographic that understands this process. So I don't know. I think it's just about being able to put out like a new news release, but I don't see like a bunch of people running to buy, just realizing they can buy gold with SHIB. All right, let me run to, I don't know. But there's also a lot of people that have a crap load of SHIB. But then again, like I said, it only took $11 and I was a SHIB millionaire. You know what I'm saying? As in not a millionaire, but like a SHIB million, like as in I have over a million.
Millions of SHIB.
So technically, I mean, I'm a SHIB millionaire, but it's just, I wouldn't spend the time to go look for a reputable.
I have a question. Do you think it's a jump on board kind of thing? Because one of the things I noticed here, especially in London, mm-hmm. when the whole FTX fiasco happened, I started to see, which I hadn't seen in years other than for like parties, but you know how people put up banners on the road, like on the gates and the sides of the highway and things like that.
Yes.
What I started to see was, you know, it's better to invest in silver and gold and not crypto. And this is how you can do it. Let us help you. Like huge banners, not billboards, banners that someone had to physically go and use zip ties to put up. So, yeah, I can see it's either something that's going to work or just a jump on board kind of thing.
Well, rather than choosing, just use crypto to buy gold. Why choose? Why, you know, I don't know. And I think that's what a lot of people are realizing. It's not an either or thing. And I feel like a lot of these Web2 platforms, like they're so used to having to choose because of how their regulations work, that they're not realizing Web3, it's not one or the other. It's either or. Like it's either or. Like you can have both. You can have crypto and have gold and still use fiat on a day-to-day basis, since a majority of the world is still fiat based. I don't know. Why do you think people are always trying to like go to one extreme or the other? Like all this talk with Meta and stuff, right? Look at what Zuckerberg's talking about. Like, you know, no, we're not stepping away from metaverse. We're just not no longer using it in conversation anymore, you know? And it just makes me wonder, like, you know, with that conversation of no, we're pivoting over to AI. Why? I mean, imagine the sort of projects that could be created were somebody to realize that you can integrate your coding into AI and actually optimize it. You can make it better. You can make your smart contract.
And it just makes me think about, you know, companies that you grew up with, and then you just maybe won't see them anymore. But I was actually thinking of getting into Bed Bath & Beyond stocks because it was like dirt cheap. And I was just, you know, and it's a complete gamble. And I was reading some articles that, you know, suggested maybe they were going to do a few things because at first they just were going to close their Canadian only stores. And okay, so it's like, and then that actually did pump their books a little bit because they had all of those expenses off the books. So it was like, okay, they might be able to survive. And if I can go get a bunch of stocks at like $1.10, you know, who knows, maybe it pumps back up to $5. But yeah. I didn't. I stayed out of it. But I'm glad I did, because it looks like it would not have gone back up there at all. But it really does suck to the people, you know, losing jobs and stuff. Like that's never fun or okay. But
what do you want? Losing jobs? Where am I going to get my my sheets from when I come to America? No, it's one of the things I come to America for.
It's like, y'all worried about these people losing jobs. Where am I going to get my pillowcases?
I'm telling you, my flannel sheets, no. every set I have is from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Jeez, she got money. What's up, Nick?
Nah, Moist was right, and Fabe, because a lot of the things that we grew up with just aren't here anymore. And that made me think of how our ancestors saw different animals that we don't see today. It's the same way with these corporations. Our kids are going to see businesses, and we'll see businesses they never saw. But yeah, Fabe, I was today years old when I learned that the Beyond means books. Because when you said it's their book sales that was helping them, I'm like,
what?
Oh, Bed Bath & Beyond. The Beyond stands for books. All right. But
they had books.
Nah, like,
you know, that's what I was just thinking.
But now the key takeaway I got from what Faye was saying is, obviously, this isn't financial advice for those that's listening. But yeah, man, the S&P 500, your safest bet, because with the companies changing out every 20 years or so and the top ones changing, the good news about the 500 part is that they only keep the top 500 companies in there. And if you fall below that, they take you out the lineup. So that's probably your safest bet.
I have a question, and this is probably for you, Faith. So I guess there's, if there are places to go to get your bed sheets in America, I don't know about them. I only know about Bed Bath and Beyond. I'm being really serious. You don't know how, I don't know.
Should have but, very high quality.
I don't know what that is.
That's also,
if you spoke to, there are so many people in this country that talk about Bed Bath and Beyond, and it's one of the first stops they make or the last stops on their way out of America.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we're talking about loads and loads and loads of foreigners that are like, oh yeah, I'm going to go to Bed Bath and Beyond. And some of it is for whatever the bath soaps and things like that. But a lot of people, it is for the flannel sheets. So where is everybody going? Did they just stop buying from there, or
Amazon?
What happened?
They on Amazon, Target. Babe.
Amazon.
Target and Amazon. Yep. Target and Amazon. Target has good products. I think you know, that's actually a good question.
Bed sheets pill.
Say it again.
They pill. Their flannels pill.
Their flannels pill. Like they could, yeah, you know, bunch up. Ew.
You know how you get the little, like on your jumper and sweaters and things like that, you get these this pilling. Yeah. That's why everybody buys them from Bed Bath & Beyond.
This is a normal thing. Like internationally, a lot of people will claim the same thing from different cultures. Like a lot of them, they get their products from there because they really were good quality products. But you know, let me pose this then, because this is how I'm all about the hard pivot, man. Listen, if I'm one of those people, if I wake up in the morning and the breeze hits me from 45 degree angle instead of the usual 50 degree angle, I'm like, what you trying to tell me, Lord? And I'll pivot in a second, boy. And when I tell you, that instinct has saved me so many times along my life. One thing, a big pivot that happened some years ago was the e-com boom, especially in 2020. But even prior to that, e-com was such a huge thing. Why do you think a lot of these stores didn't make that migration even years and years and years post when they see that e-com really truly is the way? Because what really eats up a lot of these stores' profits is overhead with their employees and locations. And if we just talk about the business aspect, right? Because I think that that's also an important thing that we make sure to put at the forefront in this show, is that we always make sure that you're thinking with a business hat, not just the emotion, not just the, oh my God, all these people losing their jobs, stuff like that. You know, this is horrible. And then you get so caught up in that you forget that you know, you need to also track what led to this. That's your purpose. Your purpose is always to track how did they get here, not why are they doing this, you know? That's why we always kind of continue on with stories, just like with The Line, just like with covering Facebook, just like we're covering Twitter, things like that, since certain entities kind of moved into it. We're going to refer to him as an entity from now on, because he really is a ghost. He's a spirit. He's a ghost. Listen, but when it comes to Bed Bath & Beyond, this is a very respected brand, like no joke. And they don't budge on them prices, boy. Them prices are those prices. But I think that in the coming years, a lot of other companies have also kind of added on that Beyond, but the Beyond was silent. You know what I'm saying? I'm surprised what I can buy at Academy these days. I'm surprised at the caliber of what I can buy at Academy these days. Academy's a sports centered type of space, but I can also go in there. They have some of the best seasonings, like for food seasonings. They have the best array I've seen. Why? Because they have a camping section. And what do people do when they camp? Well, some of them don't season stuff, but when we do camp, we season, you know. They have preservatives. They have things that they have, their tools. Like if I'm looking for kitchen tools, like certain types of knives, butcher knife, whatever it may be, I'm going to Academy. They have amazing products there. I think that the main edge that a lot of these companies missed was that getting that online aspect, because the specialness of Bed Bath & Beyond has dissipated over time. Because I mean, definitely not saying the sheets, but at the same time, I can also go to Versace and get sheets, and those are not going to pill. You know what I mean? But then again, I'll be dry cleaning every 2 weeks, my bed sheets alone. So I already have to dry clean all the clothes. But Bed Bath & Beyond, I feel like, why didn't they switch to the e-com setup? Why didn't they make this an e-com store rather than shutting everything down?
You know what? I'm going to kind of go with like a spiritual or a religious answer.
Let's go.
In a way, because I think about these kind of things, but like, what would happen if everyone just did it? Like, I feel like that would be too crazy. And I feel like there's like a plan sometimes that's happening. You know, and the plan isn't that everyone's gonna go over or make the adjustment, because if everyone did, it would be crazy. Really, I don't know what it would look like, but it would be craziness. I mean, I would say the gig economy would be booming even more, but I mean, shoot, imagine the traffic jams if everybody's gig economy. You know, like, it would be too crazy.
You know, it's funny you say that, Faye, because believe it or not, there was a time where everyone was in the same economy, and that was pre-internet, you know, and they managed the traffic jams then as well. But I think what it is like NK said, with the boom of e-commerce, like during the late 90s and especially during 2020, during quarantine, it was kind of one of those who can withstand the storm type deals, especially for businesses. I know in Atlanta at the time, that pretty much shut down all the malls. Like, it was crazy just seeing the landmarks that were places I used to hang out as a teenager, like, just vacant and barren. So I think it's one of those things where you have to know how to maneuver for yourself. Like, for instance, and when do McDonald's any good to go completely digital? They have like they're a physical product type space, but at the same time, if you're selling, like, what is it? You specialize in leather clothes and you always had like a leather clothes store or something, you might want to think about doing like some e-commerce or something to kind of get your hand out there. But also in the same breath, like when it comes to the Versace's and the Gucci's, you wouldn't really want to just buy those online as well. Some things you just have to like put your hands on, and it's a given. How we were just talking about the gold. For me, being a musician, like, a guitar is just something I would never buy online. I have to feel it, strum it, play it, etc. Like, I feel like it's the same way when it comes to like certain clothing, especially if it's something bespoke. Like, you don't want to just type in your measurements. You know, you want the guy to get them current as is. So. Yeah. It all depends on what your business is. Some people sink and some people swim, but you just have to know how to maneuver.
You know, that's funny that you said that, Nick, because I know there's a company here in this country, two guys, and they make bespoke suits for men. And the majority of it is done abroad, so it is all e-commerce. But when you order it, you can choose for them to send someone out to measure you. And when the suit comes, they physically take it, bring it to you, let you try it on and see if there are any problems with it. But in reality, the whole thing is purchased online. So there are a lot of people that are happy to purchase online. And when I say bespoke men's suits, it's not as high as Savile Row, but they're starting to get close to that price, and it is all online.
I was about to say, but if you're sending somebody to my house to measure me, then yeah, that'll pretty much get the job done for me. Like, imagine your Amazon coming with a guy who just...
Hey, Radio Fam. This is Nkechi Kwenu, and I'm just hopping in for a quick commercial break. I really hope you're enjoying what you're hearing so far. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit cryptohoodlums.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there.
And protect from money laundering, the rules that the U.S. has for them. And they were allowing U.S. citizens, instead of actually doing their purchases through Binance.us, they were allowing them to do them through the main company, Binance, which is outside of the U.S., and they were allowing them to trade derivatives that aren't allowed to be traded in the U.S. So, as you know, I just saw all of this as, you know, they try to keep any suit they have quite quiet, Binance does, by making us look the other way to show so whatever they're doing this week, be it helping women into Web3 or, you know, some kind of free educational crypto education scheme via their website, which you have to actually get a wallet, KYC, and all kinds of things for. So it's always been a look this way, look this way. And I was quite surprised with the fight that they were having to be able to make this purchase. They have now decided that they're not going to go ahead with it, even after a judge had told them they were allowed to make the purchase. And the reason behind it is that they just feel like it's so unstable and that it's a hostile environment with the U.S. because of the regulatory climate at the moment when it comes to crypto. So they've pulled out of the purchase.
Anyway, listen, if you're in the live stream with us, you are currently looking at a visual of what Moisha so eloquently explained just now, which is essentially, you know, for every tit, there's a tat. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's got to be tit and tat. That's how it works with this, right? So initially, Moisha said that something always pops off with Binance. And then, of course, here comes the tat. You know what I mean? Just coming in to say, oh, yeah, but he's saving children in the Sudan. That's not one of the headlines, but you know what I'm saying? That's being sarcastic. So naturally, whenever we see a story come through about Binance, we always look for what the, but look over here is, you know? And we did find the look over here, but first let's start off with what kicks it off, all right? So just like Moisha said, ultimately, Binance, after literally taking this to court, after, it's not as if he just realized that, you know, United States has kind of been pushing back on crypto. It's not as if this is new. This has been happening for years. This has been happening for a long time. So it's just funny how now that it's time for them to actually make the $1 billion acquisition of Voyager, now that it's time for them to make that acquisition, suddenly now, oh, the U.S. is quite hostile and we're not sure if we're going to go through. Now let's, can we string this together real quick before we go into, because I find that whenever he does do the whole, no, look over here thing, it's because whatever story that is revealed is enough for you to put together kind of like a timeline, all right? So let's talk about the fact that first CZ liquidates $500 million worth of FTT token, which causes FTX to dump. And then the entire story comes to light that there was no money there, blah, blah, blah. But CZ got his, right? Number two, first he releases this statement saying, well, we don't really care for auditors coming to check our books because they don't understand crypto. And the first thing that we said was, well, they understand ones and twos and zeros and commas. They understand what money's supposed to be. So then eventually they do now say, okay, well, sure, we only trust this particular company to come in and audit. Then it comes out that, everything is good. And then after that, it comes out that, well, I don't know if anything is good, but we're just going to recuse ourselves. As in the company, not only, I don't know what they saw, but not only did they quit Binance, but they quit the entire sector. They said, we're not doing this anymore. We're not vetting crypto companies anymore. We're done. They quit everything very quietly, very eloquently, but they did dip. They dipped out. Okay. Now, fast forward, we also learned that it's already been found that there's commingled funds inside of the company's wallet, as in, instead of it just being the company's bag that they're using to do whatever they do to make money, they were also using client money. This was already proven. This is not speculatory in any way. It's not alleged. It's proven. And now, fast forward, they have a $1 billion, but he continues to release these things. Oh, no, we're solvent. We're good over here. Did you guys notice that rant of his rant last week? All of last week, this guy was just tweeting like, you know, the FUD that's out there is, you know, they FUD us and we go higher. He was so focused on the FUD last week. And that's, you know, if you're
in and especially
it's a red
SBF
flag sometimes.
Especially exactly. SBF.
Exactly.
Who's been FUDing him for years.
Exactly. But no. The FUD that he was referring to is people saying that Binance is not okay, that something is clearly going on behind the scenes. Now that's, you see what Moisha just said? That's the look over there. So let me just paint this picture real quick. So all of that stuff is happening. And then on top of that, now Voyager is supposed to go through and Binance pulls, mind you, they're going to buy, it's $1 billion. Binance pulls out from the deal that they fought for and now says that, oh, well, America's too hostile. We can't work there. But nobody told you to stay here. You could still make the purchase and then just do what it do. You know what I mean? Like you could still just, you know, dip it. Ultimately, you'd own the company. You can do whatever you want. If you want to change where its parent company is, if you want to change where its incorporation is, you can do whatever you want. So I think it's really, really funny that the question has always been, is it solvent? Is there enough money? Not, I don't think anybody questions whether or not they have money. I think they question whether or not there's been any kind of misappropriation in any way, which we've already found signs that there are. But now to pull out of this deal, it makes me look more at, well, is this a sign that, you know, this is, you know, like maybe they don't have it. Maybe they don't have it to spend on Voyager. That's what it looks like to me. But of course, as this story is coming out, just like Moisha said, yo, throw us into the next one, Moisha. Throw us in there. I got the article up. Throw us into the next one. Now, because CZ doesn't want us to look, right? So what does he start saying?
I had called it the crying game.
It's the crying game. Yo, why does he look like the... You remember that movie? Why does...
Yes, he does.
What does he look like? Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
That's funny. I know, that's, you know, funny. So he spends the majority of the end of last week and the beginning of this week moaning about how SBF from FTX has been more or less selling his name and, you know, saying that SBF is prejudiced because he called them the evil Chinese, and he's doing this because I'm Asian, and, you know, he's been saying all these bad things over the years for quite a, you know, all along behind my back and some in my face, and, you know, just that he's been bad-mouthing him and his company. Although he has also made the comment that, but that's not why he dumped all of his FTX and caused FTX to crash. I mean, FTT coin and caused FTX to crash. He's saying that's not why he did it.
Well, you know, but what? Here's the thing.
But this is enough. But, like, but can duck, I say this?
It quacks.
Yeah.
It ain't a giraffe. It's a duck.
but the thing is, you know, this is the same man. If he was doing all these things to you when he was in trouble, why did you go in with and announce that you were going to buy FTX?
Hey, my loves, this is Nkechi, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode segment. Our episodes usually run about 2 hours, so if this was part one, make sure to check out part two. And if this was part two, then I'm pretty sure you know what to do. Now, here's the thing. I'm sure you noticed that even though the commercials cut in, the conversation still continued, and you had to catch up after the commercials. So, for that reason, unless you were listening on ofeden.io, or you're tuning into one of our live segments, or you happen to catch us live on the radio, you more than likely may not get the full 2 hours. So to be able to access all of our content in its entirety uninterrupted, check out ofeden.io and also listen to the following information so you know where else to go. To take part in one of our live recordings, you can find me on Twitter. We host Monday to Thursday at 9 a.m. EST. Just search for NKECHIKWENU. Again, that's NKECHIKWENU. As well, don't forget that we come fully stacked with resources. If you want to check out any of these news articles that we talk about, any of these topics, visit thedailydegen.io and search for it. We've got all the information just piling into there daily with over 4 million words stacked so far. And while you're there, make sure you become a member. It's totally free. But wait, there's more. Some of you guys are just discovering us for the first time, but we've actually been hosting these shows for over a year. To get access to our old OG recordings that have evergreen knowledge in them, make sure to visit ofeden.io. That's ofeden.io. If you're already one of our holders, you can use a hoodlum to access it. And if you're not, you can find out information there on how to get it. You can also access previous episodes of Good Morning Degens within that vault as well. If you have no idea what a hoodlum is, well, friend, welcome to Web3. Visit CryptoHoodlums with a Z.io to find out more. And last, but absolutely positively not least, if you want to hang out with us like in between episodes, make sure you join our Discord. You can actually find that by typing in cryptoworlddiscord.com. That's cryptoworlddiscord.com. Hop in and join us sometime. We've got thousands of members back there already, but there's always room for more. Hope to see you over there. And thanks for tuning in.